It is at this time a great, great pleasure for me to welcome to the studio a woman who's a banjo instrumental artist we have admired for many, many years. There was a record out in 1994 called Look Left that just rocked my young musical world, and it is just a great pleasure to welcome to the studio Allison Brown and her band. Allison, welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I've got your mic on now. There you are.
All right. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you remembering that record back from 1994.
Oh, so beautiful, so lovely, and a string of lovely records between now and then. You're at the Kuss Auditorium this evening, and very much looking forward to that. It's part of the Club Kuss series. And if you would be so kind, we're looking at four musicians total here.
Three musicians and one drummer.
And he raises his hand. He looks like such a nice fellow. Three musicians and a drummer will be on stage tonight as well. And I enjoyed your sound check, and it had this joyful buoyancy to whatever that beautiful song was. If you would be so kind to honor us with a tune, I would just really love it.
Sure. We'll play a tune that's appropriate for Indian summer day like today. This is a tune from our Stolen Moments record that I wrote one kind of September afternoon. It's called The Sound of Summer Running.
Allison Brown and Band live in the studio on 91.3 WYSR. What a joyful song. What a beautiful sort of uplifting happiness can be found there. Thanks so much for that. You have somehow taken the banjo. Allison Brown has taken this banjo and completely refused to be held within what normally would be the application of those strings and that drum head there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was never kind of a purposeful crusade to annoy people who think the banjo should only be played in bluegrass music. For me, it was really just, you know, I came up playing bluegrass music, and that was my first musical love. But as I started to write my own tunes, I kind of started veering off in these different musical directions. And I kind of think that, you know, in terms of writing music, you kind of are what you eat. You know, you sort of write what you hear. And I grew up a stone's throw from the Pacific Ocean in La Jolla, California. And so my interpretation of bluegrass even back then was more broad than someone who, growing up in southern Appalachia, might think of bluegrass music. So I've always listened to different kinds of music and incorporated those influences into what I liked to listen to and what I ultimately started writing. And then once I met John R., our piano player, that really kind of gave our sound a little bit more of a legitimate foot in jazz.
Well, it definitely comes through, and it's a nice collection. And whereas I have always appreciated the sense of something that comes from a need to fill, you recognize you have this instrument, this ability, but there are other ways to use it and to come together and step forward. It definitely has rung true with my ears from the first time I ever heard your music, and I just have been so delighted to receive every disc. It's Allison Brown and her band live in the studio. They are at the Kuss Auditorium this evening. And a couple of stops between now and then. We thank you so much for coming by during our fall membership campaign. We think of public radio as sort of a handmade enterprise, very organic, very responding to sort of what the now is and responding to the people listening. There's something about live music for people coming together and creating it, making it happen, that also has that handmade feel. Do you find that you write more as a group together with all your hands on, or do you work a little bit out on the outside and come together?
Well, that's a really interesting question. It's really pertinent, too, because, you know, kind of historically, it's more been me writing tunes on the banjo and bringing them to the band. But our most recent record is called The Company You Keep. And that record was unique because most of the music John R. and I wrote for the sessions literally right before we were supposed to record the tunes. And, yeah, John R., our keyboard player. And I think a lot of that grew out of necessity because I have two little kids now. And where it used to be easy for me to sit down and play a banjo whenever I wanted to, now it's almost impossible. So it was time to make a record. And we've been playing together so long that we've kind of figured out the things that work best for this instrumentation. And I think we were able to bring that experience to bear and sort of churn out tunes pretty quickly that have stood up at least the test of the last few years.
Yeah. There's spontaneous quality there. And I didn't realize you had... It was a spontaneous creation, as a matter of fact.
Oh, quite spontaneous. Probably more spontaneous than I should even admit.
We just made it up and then recorded it. I once played a show way back in the day, and they asked when it was done, are those real songs, or did you make those up?
Yeah, well, we made them up.
We're so pleased to have Allison Brown in the studio. We do have a couple of pairs of tickets to this evening's show at the Kuss Auditorium, and that's at the pre-party gets underway at 6 o'clock. And the show gets underway, I think, at 7:30. I'll check for that to make double sure. But if you'd like to go to the show, $10 a month on your credit card, and we can hook you up. That's a $120 pledge. You get the member card or any level that is comfortable for you. Handmade Radio, so proud and pleased to support handmade music, and certainly Allison Brown among those.
Well, Nikki, I was just going to say that whoever makes that pledge, I'd be glad to throw in an autographed CD for those people.
Ho, ho, ho. I was going to ask you to sign our copy.
I'll sign your copy, too. But what you're saying about handmade radio and handmade music, I think it's more important than ever to support those things. And people may not realize the terrific value that their support has for artists like us. But literally, if it weren't for you guys playing our music and all your listeners listening to it, it wouldn't be possible for us to do it, and I would probably still be an investment banker. So that's my personal way of saying thank you to your listeners.
Oh, and thank you. Public radio, see, public radio has the freedom, the play and the wheel to be able to respond to great music that's coming out just because it actually is well done. It's our pleasure to do that. And so an added bonus, just two pairs of tickets to the show, 800-801-9976, or you can click through online and Allison herself sign a copy of the new CD for you. As we encourage to go to the phones, also you can pledge online at WYSO.org. Would you be so kind as to play us another?
Yeah, speaking of music written in the moment, we'll play a tune from the new record for you. And this one actually had the honor of being a Grammy nominee this year in the country instrumental category. And it's one that John R. and I stuck together at the last minute. It's a tune that's name is kind of a nod to the southern nickname for the five-string banjo, which is the Five Wire. So this tune's called Under the Five Wire.
Woohoo! How fun. Lovely, lovely, beautiful song. Yeah, two out of two WISO employees in the studio were invigorated by that. We've got Allison Brown and band live in the studio. They are live on stage at the Coast Auditorium this evening. And we have several phone lines lit. We might have one more pair of tickets. And Allison so generously agreed to sign a copy of the disc and send that in there as well for your pledge of $120. There's something, I'm guessing, now, John R., do you normally, I realize you don't have a microphone there, so it might be hard, but do you normally, he does speak sign language, as it turns out, just play a real piano, probably, yeah, with the strings, which so I was just listening and thinking how, I'll bet you, like on an old Western saloon upright piano, and her on the banjo must be a beautiful marriage of string sounds, yeah. Yeah, he can't talk. He has no microphone.
But he can play. He can only say yes.
If you had to choose one word, that's
a
good one.
I could email you.
Could you? From there, he's going to text from the other studio. We are live with Allison Brown and a very clever band full of talented musicians that are going to be live on stage tonight. What a treat. Coast Auditorium, the pre-show party. Come on down, enjoy, have a little nosh, and then enjoy the show. The pre-show party gets underway at 6 o'clock, and it's just a part of what we're happy to get involved in. When I don't suppose, and I hate to put you on the spot, did you do any tunes from Look Left anymore?
Do we?
And I say that because I have kind of like a special fondness for the Dalai Camel.
We remember that much.
Wait a minute. Now, while you're thinking about this, and you don't have to answer right away, I'm going to remind our listeners that the number to call is 800-801-9976. It's toll-free across this state, across this land. Rings through to our pledge drive and our pledge room and some very dedicated volunteers. 1-800-801-9976 or online at wyso.org. And if you don't still, and I know because we're talking 16 years ago now, so I'm just putting that little balloon up.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
We're three drummers down.
But the drummer probably knows the tunes and it's the rest of the
yeah. Well, thank you for even considering it, and I really appreciate that. And you know what? I'll have it queued up, and when we wrap here, we'll go ahead and enjoy that on the way out. But just... It was the first, that tune was one of the first that helped me understand the potential for banjo. I don't know where my mind had remained so closed before that, but I had never heard an instrument that I expected to be in one place be so vastly different and engaging. And I just have been delighted by that song ever since. My kids and I danced to it.
Wow, I really appreciate that because we actually had a chance to record with Vassar Clements on that track.
Aha!
And so it's nice to hear his voice. I think that he laughed so many times in the process of trying to put down a solo that we captured his laughs and we flew them around to different points in the track.
And I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you have to listen for that.
Subtle, I will.
So, yeah, it's nice to have Vassar still with us.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by today. We're looking forward to the show tonight in Springfield. And thank you for Compass Records. We won't get too deep into that, but you could have been, as you mentioned, like any number of different applications of your Harvard business degree, correct?
Well, Harvard undergrad, UCLA Business School. But
so yeah, you might have done many
all
things.
Yeah, too much education to play banjo.
Is that what your parents were suggesting, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But you could have done a great many things, and ultimately your love of music and that artistic expression helped you choose that as a path. But also you created Compass Records, which has been an absolute just haven and a nurturing point for many, many artists that might not have had the light of day. We're always so pleased to get an envelope from Compass Records, and we really appreciate that work that you do as well.
Well, I can't take all the credit. My partner in crime here, Gary West, who's our bass player, certainly had more than half to do with that. But you saying that is what keeps us going, Nikki. Thank you so much. We're about 650 records in.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. We acquired the Green Linnet catalog a few years ago and the Mulligan Records catalog a little bit after that. So, yeah, we're kind of overseeing about 650 records at this point. And so that business degree hasn't just totally been a waste.
Hear that, Mom? Yeah. So check out Compass Records when you get a chance, because it's a deep bench there and a lot of music to savor. Right. And we're so pleased that you could come today.
Well, we're delighted to be here. And since I've mentioned everybody else's name, it wouldn't be right not to mention our drummer's name, who really is probably the only musician of the bunch. And he's worked with a lot of great artists, most recently Alison Krauss and Union Station, but Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, just about anybody who needs somebody who can appropriately play drums in an acoustic music setting, and that's Larry Adamanyuk on the drums back there.
Yay, Larry. Thank you. And he's standing up. Poor guy. Got tripped by his headphones. Larry, thank you. Well, thanks so much for being here. We invite you. We may have a pair of tickets. Do you have any, is there, could any, would, should we be able to offer any more CDs is what I guess I'm thinking
of
saying.
How many do you want to offer? So maybe. I own the record label, so I've got 650 different titles.
So maybe we could get, like, if the next six callers wanted
to sign. Yeah, let's sweeten the pot here. Let's get some movement.
It's getting sweeter. Yes.
You name the amount.
Okay.
And we'll send that donor 30 CDs from the Compass Records Group.
30 CDs from the Compass Records Group.
From Compass Records, Green Limit, Mulligan, across the catalog, hand-picked.
Now, that is such a generous offer. Now, how about a dollar a day, $365? Does that seem, it doesn't come near the value of that music.
No. But that sounds like a good pledge to me.
Doesn't it?
Let's see if we can get that to happen.
Can you afford a dollar a day? That's $365, and we'll send 30. Did you say 30? Oh, my goodness.
And I promise they'll all be different.
They'll all be, it won't be 30 copies of the same album. 30. Oh, look, and we've got $1 from the drummer, Larry, standing up. We've got Plastic Flash from John R.
It's
there.
No good, though.
What a generous offer. 30 discs from the Compass catalog and a dollar a day on that. What a generous pledge. We hope that you can step forward and be able to afford that pledge level, 800-801-9976. The tickets are gone. However, we've got this next generous offer. Compass Records, if you don't know this label, check them out. Search for them online. There's a lot there. Very, very deep bench of art and music worth hearing and worth finding. So consider that a dollar a day, $365. You get 30 discs. God, thank you. Thank you so much. You're on stage tonight at the Kuss Auditorium. We can give our listeners full details when they call. You can find it online and links on our website, where you can also pledge at WYSO.org. I'm so pleased, honored. Just really, you've been a huge part of my radio experience. Being a DJ has always included you, and I'm so glad that you came today.
Well, that really means a lot, Nikki. Thanks so much for having us.
Would you do us one more on the way out?
Well, when you were talking about the upright piano and the saloon kind of thing, it made me think of another tune that we just made up called the Clean Plate Club. And we're going to send that out to all those moms and dads out there listening this afternoon.
Thank you. just instrumental notes make you smile. That is a smile song. Thank you so much. What a treat. It's Allison Brown. And forgive me, there's something about the Allison and the single syllable on the last thing that... No worries.
I'm happy to have enough women in bluegrass that we can make a mistake like that.
How about it? An embarrassment of riches. Allison, thank you so much. The band takes the stage tonight at the Kuss Auditorium. Come early. 6 o'clock is the Club Kuss get-together. There's food, a chance to speak with your fellow music fans and enjoy and then have a fabulous show tonight. All the ticket packages are gone. We've had several takers, or at least three or four takers on the Compass packages. Generous offer from the band because they own the label. Sort of like the Hair Club for Men, the awesome music club for musicians. You guys aren't just players. You actually own the label. Yeah.
That's
30 discs.
$30
from the Compass catalog for your generous pledge of $1 a day, $365. That's a boatload, an armload of amazing music in addition to the music you've provided for every day on these radio airwaves. 800-801-9976. $1 a day gets you a deal indeed. And thank you. Thanks again. Enjoy the show. We'll see you there.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks so much. Here's that one that I have loved throughout my radio career, one of the finest, most innovative, freshest, engaging uses of banjo ever, from Allison's 1994 release called Look Left. It's Dull Eye Camel. Thank you. one of the finest instrumentals, in my humble opinion. One of the finest instrumentals ever laid down, right up there with Jessica by the Allman Brothers. No kidding. Just deep and engaging and somehow keeps you moving right along. Allison Brown from Look Left There, Dalai Camel. And she's live on stage with her fabulous band tonight at the Coast Auditorium in Springfield. Get there at 6 o'clock for the early portion that involves food, a little nosh. It's called the Club Coast Series. That is with your ticket to the show. We do have a very special offer on the table. Pardon me, I'm all choked up. From Allison and Gary, who together run what's called Compass Records. We're going to get to some specifics with that with our own Carl Colon in just a moment. But call now and become a member, 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. We hope that for a dollar a day, that's $365. They're going to hook you up with 30 discs from the Compass catalog. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. So important that you go to the phone. And it's funny, this next, we're going to hear one from the Freelance Whales who use banjo in their work. And I'm not kidding. When I first heard what they were doing here, and I love it, it made me think of Allison Brown, people who pave the way, who sort of blaze a trail and break it open for others to follow along. Nice use of banjo in this one. We're hoping that you recognize a unique, fun thing when you hear it. And support this public radio station. Invest in future days like this amazing day. 800-801-9976 or wyso.org. Here's Freelance Whales. Time I ever heard that record, which I loved right away. I thought of Allison Brown. I really did. Creative use of instrumentation and sort of a fearlessness and a bravery in music. Freelance Whales on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. We're just about to wrap this noon hour. We've got Filmically Perfect and the Book Nook on deck. So we're considering, pardon me, I got choked up. See, we're considering, Alison Brown just walked in the room. I got all choked up. We're so pleased.
You're starstruck, Nikki.
Well, I'm music smitten is what it is. It's just some of my favorite sounds have come from this woman. Carl Cologne joins me in the studio this afternoon.
Folks, we have a very special offer right now. Alison Brown, who's standing literally right next
right
to me,
here,
has just put out an offer for anyone who pledges at the dollar a day level. That's $365. She will make 30, did I hear that
yes,
right?
Yes, 30.
30 CDs available from the Compass Record catalog. Now, if you happen to be a Compass Records fan like me, you'll know that that's everything from Colin Hay to some of the best in Irish music. Colin Hay to Martin Hayes. It's right there, folks.
Hay to Hay.
Unbelievable. You have no idea how amazing this is. This would be a steal if you were just getting the CDs, but instead, you're going to get the CDs and help WYSO at 1-800-801-9976 online at wyso.org. Folks, pick up those phones.
The show gets underway at 7:30 tonight, but come early for a pre-show party. Would you, anyone who wants to make a sound with their mouth in that microphone is so welcome. That includes you, Alison.
Folks, you've got to take advantage of this offer. This is unbelievable. You can get signed CDs right now, but it is time to rock. 1-800-801-9976, WYSO.org. You have to take advantage of this offer.
I'm going to say that you'll be glad you did. We offer a single CD for $75 usually, and that comes with a member card, of course. So what a deal. 30 discs from the deep, wide, rich catalog that is the Compass Records catalog, and our absolute appreciation for getting involved in this public radio station. 800-801-9976.
You've got to have a look at their website, but just trust me, this is the best opportunity you're going to see all day. Wow. 1-800-801-9976, WYSO.org. And I think Allison's going to say thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, at Compass Records, in part, we think of our role in this music as being archivists and people who are protecting the tradition of American music and helping to spread those traditions and expose them to people who might not be aware of them. And in large part, that's what you guys do, too. And it's a real partnership between Compass Records and WYSO, as it is a partnership between your listeners and this station. So I hope people will support you because, really, you make it possible for us to do what we do.
It's one of those beautiful symbiotic things where everyone is enriched in the process. So rare and wonderful and worthy of celebration and of support. That was very well put, and we are all in this together. We hope that you recognize your place at this this effort. Your two hands to our task, lighten the load for all. Take a moment and invest in future music, preserving the past, enjoying the now, and looking down the road. 800-801-9976. That's 800-801-9976. Thanks so much, Alison. What a treat. And let's stay in touch. And if you're ever anywhere near here, you just swing on back by.
Absolutely. Maybe we can get a play date going on.
I got a 2-year-old. I get that.
Perfect.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Call now, 800-801-9976. Thank you. Let's hear one more from Freelance. Stay tuned. It's Filmically Perfect, followed by the Book Nook. More amazing local handmade programming. Stay close.